What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I constantly say that female fuckery is worldwide. And the response of men who decide to put the mask on is also worldwide. Like the man in this article that was published on the 10th of November. Yeah, gentlemen, this one is so hot, it's still smoking. Man, offline's wife, after busting her with her lover in their matrimonial bed. So, this woman is so disrespectful. She not only cheats on her husband, she does it in their bed. And of course, this man instantly took matters into his own damn hands. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Chinoya man. Yes, gentlemen, this is coming out of Zimbabwe. Forgot to add that. A Chinoya man is on the run after butchering his wife of nearly 15 years after catching her red-handed in a compromising position with her suspected lover in their matrimonial bed. Gentlemen, did I not say this a long time ago? I actually put out a video with the same title. It's not if, but when she cheats. After committing the heinous crime, the accused person, Bonali Buonato, 50, is believed to have fled Chinhoyi towards Koroi, suspectedly en route to Zambia. The police are therefore appealing to anyone who might have relevant information leading to the arrest of the offliner to tip off the cops. The termination that shocked the Chinhoyi community occurred Tuesday night in Gadzima, Chinhoyi. Zimbabwe Republic Police National Spokesperson Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi, hopefully I said that correctly, confirmed the termination of Chioniso Ephraim, 41, who was a vegetable vendor at the Green Wholesale Market in the populous suburb. Quote unquote, police in Chinhoyi are appealing for any information which may lead to the arrest of Bonali Buonato, who is being sought in connection with a case of termination in which he stabbed his wife, Chioniso, to deletion with an okapi knife after finding her sitting on their matrimonial bed with her unidentified boyfriend on November 7th, 2023 at a house in Gadzima, said Nyathi, posting on X. Police appealed to anyone with information on the whereabouts of the accused person to report to any nearest police station. Well, well, well. Let me reiterate. Female fuckery, particularly female infidelity, is worldwide. Therefore, the response from some men in putting on the mask is also world damn wide. I find it personally egregious that so many male content creators will get on here and say, well, men shouldn't do this. Men shouldn't do that. No, 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 no. Men are tired of being treated like automatons, like we have no feelings, we have no emotions. No, no. There are some times where stoicism just does not work. And being disrespected is one of those damn sources. Sorry, men are going to do what we're going to do. I constantly say this, and I'm going to say it one more again. When men no longer fear the consequences of their actions, they will take action. Yep, yep, yep. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Sounds like it went down in their marital home. I'm going to give this a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. I'm going to give this a 20. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 20 because more than likely, the boyfriend either saw what happened or he heard what happened after he was running his ass out of that house. And for the brutality factor, since they used the word butchered, I'm going to give this a 25. So, Buonali, the butcher Buonato, gets a score of 75. Gentlemen, let me reiterate. Men in this world are no longer responding like the quote-unquote automatons that society wants us to be. We're supposed to take disrespect. We're supposed to take infidelity. We're supposed to take physical assault from women and just take it on the chin and keep it moving. No, 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 no. Not every man is built like that. I find it ironic, though. It's particularly us men here in the West that are told to take it on the chin. See, men of other societies, no, they handle business. Disrespect them, and that might be the last thing you do. But is that also part of the programming? One has to question. American men are told to be stoic. Yes, in some situations. In other situations, guess what? Stoicism is not going to work. That man will do what he needs to do. And unfortunately, like I said, the overwhelming majority of American men have become pussified. Why? Because we're still trying to get female validation. That's why we do what we do, unfortunately. However, in other countries where true patriarchies do exist, nah, those men take care of business. Those men will take matters into their own hands when they're disrespected, especially when their wives and girlfriends are unfaithful. Oh, no, 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 no. To those men, that is the highest form of disrespect. Yet, over here in America, we're damn near told, yeah, you will be in a poly relationship, whether you want to or not. Sometimes, in my humble opinion, getting back to basics is exactly what needs to happen. Hey, just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you wives out there around the world who think that being unfaithful is going to be a flex like it is over here in America, you need to really look at your country and understand this and understand it clearly. The power you think you have by this fake ass society, by social media, all of it, that is going out. Feminism, which only works in first world countries, that's going to go out right along with it. Because you women in these other countries, you do not have the same level of quote unquote protection that women here in America have. So when you decide to disrespect your man in your country, guess what? That man is going to take matters into his own hands. And believe you me, it's not going to be pretty. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.